Unit 11. Reading Passage. Much of what we do is habitual. When we brush our teeth, walk down the street, and interact with friends, we are, to a large degree, repeating learned actions and behaviors. At the core of this is muscle memory, which describes the mind-body interaction that leads to habit formation and skill development. The phenomenon applies to our physical, emotional, and social lives. Thus, understanding the process can go a long way towards resolving personal and interpersonal issues. What exactly is muscle memory? Every time we perform an action, our brain sends commands to the appropriate muscles via the central nervous system. The first time we do something, say go bowling, our muscles aren't accustomed to the action, and we tend to perform poorly. However, as the action is repeated, the neural pathway from the brain to the muscles is strengthened, improving our skill level. The establishment of a specific neural pattern can be defined as muscle memory. Over time, the movement requires less conscious thought, and we become so proficient that the action can be performed subconsciously. This is the concept of automaticity. The process literally begins from our earliest days. After we're born, we're nearly helpless. Newborns are unable to walk, crawl, talk, or protect themselves. It takes years to master all the necessary skills for daily life. Even simple actions which we take for granted, such as using a spoon and brushing our teeth, require choreographed ballets of motor skills, which must be practiced repeatedly before they're perfected. For those who perform specialized skills, developing automaticity is of the utmost importance. Top athletes like LeBron James and Alex Rodriguez spend countless hours practicing the same movements. When it's time to compete, actions such as shooting a basketball and swinging a bat can be performed with a high degree of precision. Indeed, when athletes find themselves in a slump, it can be caused by overthinking. That is, by consciously questioning themselves, they interrupt the subconscious mind-muscle rhythm. For people with psychological problems, it's easy to think oneself into trouble. That's because along with memories of what we've seen and done, the part of the brain called the amygdala stores the physiological responses to past emotional experiences. So, for people who stutter, for instance, facial muscles tense up just before they speak. When it comes time to talk to someone, the experience can cause nervousness, an emotional state triggering the same physiological response. The situation can be even more serious for people who experience panic attacks. Just thinking or worrying about something can trigger a faster pulse, higher blood pressure, and chest pains. Likewise, people suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder may face a daily struggle to get through life. For them, the traumatic event was so powerful that it established a long-lasting mind-muscle pathway. Even non-threatening situations, because they remind the person of the traumatic experience, can trigger a strong physiological response. One can even see muscle memory at work in our social interactions. Our responses to common questions, the way we deal with criticism, and many other actions are the result of mentally conditioned habits. Even an organization can be said to operate with its own muscle memory, if it regularly responds to challenges in a habitual fashion. The key to self-improvement is to identify problematic habits and slowly correct them. That can be accomplished by forming new responses to old situations. In other words, by creating new neural pathways, leading to more favorable responses. Indeed, once we understand how muscle memory works, it can be put to very good use.